In these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And then he came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus went up the mountain to pray all night. In the silence of the night, away from the crowds, how did Jesus pray? Or rather, what were his prayers? Who could know the mind of God? If we have the opportunity in the silence of a clear night to look out into the sky with its myriad of stars and planets, its immeasurable depth and the colours, we too can go up the mountain and contemplate the glories of our Father and his Son Jesus. How much more fulfilling it is to look up and lift one's thoughts to God in the still of the night, rather than trying to pray in the busy world and its noise, its worries and cares of the day, though, of course, sometimes this is unavoidable. We see stars that Jesus will have seen when he prayed through the night. How blessed are those who have such opportunities when others are busy caring for babies or the sick, those who are constantly needing or sometimes demanding our attention. This, then, is a time when we can pray for others in the night. The silence leads us to a deep sorrow for our sins and to, maybe, have just a glimpse of the love of God, for we cannot comprehend the infinite. How did Jesus pray and what did he pray? I presume it was as he taught us to pray. He did not teach us to say, "My Father who is in heaven." No, he taught us to say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come," and so on. And then, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us," asking God to forgive all our sins, even though he was sinless himself. He, as man, belongs to our human and sinful kind. He spent the whole night in prayer, so we too could spend a lifetime praying the prayer that he taught us through the Gospel, for there is nothing that is not included in the Lord's Prayer. He did not pray in order to obtain the gifts he did not previously possess, because of lack of strength or knowledge, for he had in himself that inner power to perform the miracles of healing bodies and souls. On almost every occasion when Jesus prays, he does so in a place away from the people, because it is in the quietness of one's heart that one hears any message from God. He teaches us that we need to pray with him before making any decisions concerning our inner life and that of others. He takes only the apostles up the mountains because they are to be his ambassadors or representatives to carry on his work. But he comes down to the level ground to reach the disciples or the crowd who have come to search him out. He chose his apostles not because of who they were, but how willing they were as defenders and witnesses of the truth. He did not choose the wise, well-educated, orators, or vastly rich or well-born of this life, because people are apt to follow these in every age because they wish to know how to emulate them in this world and so be what is called a success. He chose these 12 diverse men because only by the power of God would they be listened to. They were not those whom these days we call celebrities, but the humble and hard-working. And so he does today, calling like people like Martin de Porres, St. Bernadette, St. Teresa of Lisieux, Pierre Giorgio Frassati, and you and me. He chose Peter first, setting him apart from the very beginning by giving him a new name. He chose Judas, willing to be betrayed by his own apostle, a lesson to us to bear the hurt of being let down by one we have called our friend, and so calmly acknowledge our lack of judgment. Coming down to the level plain, accompanied by his disciples, he was met by a typical crowd of suffering people who came to hear him, and after hearing him, knew that he could heal their sick bodies. His touch is the work of salvation, and those whom he touches are healed. Note that he came down with the apostles, teaching us that he will be with us always when we have accepted his invitation to follow him. We also see that he never heals the sick up the mountain, for there are no sick in the heights where God is.